high-paying job or high-paying skill? Let's talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands, multiplies in your life. I was just rereading the book Speed Wealth by T. Harvey Ecker. He's one of the pre-internet self-help business type gurus. And he has and it's the subtitle's How to Make a Million in Your Own Business in 3 years or Less. It's a good book, a lot of basic good principles. It's kind of cool. On every page on the left, he has what he calls a power principle. This one here, a business system is a repeatable process that produces profits. I've always been about creating a system. The one that I use in my direct mail business, I call the money flow. It's a system. It's a strategy. It's a platform, a foundation for getting a person to go from a looky-loo to a fan, to a customer, to ultimately becoming a partner and an affiliate. And I call this process the money flow. It's a well-thought-out, systematic strategy. And you need a system. I think a system will make your life better. You need a system for everything. And I think most people do. I hope most people do this. I think if you don't, your life's going to be chaotic. I say most people do this, but I maybe they don't. I don't know. I have people that are renters of mine that pay on time every month. They're never late. And then I have people who seem like they're late every single month. It's like they have no system or no strategy. If any event or holiday happens near the end of the month, say like on the 1st is a holiday, there it is impossible that they could pay their bill on time. If any little divergence appears, it's a holiday or a 4-day weekend or anything like that, they can't meet their obligations. And so what we see, what we realize then is, well, these are people that they're not operating with a system. And so you need a system, because what a system does is a system will pick up when you don't. A system will do what needs to be done that day when you don't feel like doing it. I send out, some days 100 to 200 follow-up letters. These are letters to people who've responded to ads of mine or they've shown some interest. These are going out every single day. And the reason, because some days I don't feel like doing it. There's days I don't feel like talking to customers on the phone. And so I've put systems in place to carry the slack when I don't want to. I would encourage you to do that in every area of your life. You need a system for exercising. If you're supposed to be and you're capable of it and you're not doing it, it's just because you haven't put systems in place to make you do it. It's the same with money. I'm very systematically oriented when it comes to money. The very first person I pay is me. Not the government, not bills, not utilities, not car payments, none of that. Me. Now that's me. I put this in place. Now in order to do that, I had to have what you might call a come to Jesus meeting. I had to, that's what my mom used to always say. That meant things were about to get real serious. And literally I made everything in my life stop. And I changed the way that I was doing money. You'll find the easiest way to do this is when you get a windfall, when you get ahead, when you get a chunk of money. You can now change the structure of your business. And I do this in business too. A percent comes off the top of every dollar, immediately goes into funds for the business. It never even gets distributed. It never goes to bills. It never buys a book. It never runs an ad. It's just set aside to protect the business. These are systems that I put in place from studying and reading and just trying to be a good steward of what I've been given responsibility for. Because truly what you have, you've been given responsibility for, whether you're a bus driver in Chicago or a door greeter at Walmart, or you own your own plumbing business. You've been given that. And if you're not doing a good job, it's not so much the job, but it's a reflection on you. I've always been able to rise up and get promoted anywhere that I worked because I came in early, I stayed late, and I worked harder than everyone else. Like, I tried to outperform my boss. And I tried as quickly as possible to learn more about what we were doing than everyone around me. And that kind of leads in what I wanted to talk to today about, this idea of a high-income job or high-income skills. I've never had a high-income job. The highest-paying job I've ever had, I'm 48 years old, I made $12.50 an hour as a prison guard, 20 years ago when I was working as a prison guard. I was in the Army, but that, by the time you divide how much you actually work in the Army, you might be making 10, 5 bucks an hour. I've just never had a high-paying job. When people buy my book, The Money Flow, I send them the CD by a guy named Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn teaches a strategy that you should have a job to pay to earn wages. That's what they call it at a job, right? Taxes. The IRS calls it wages. To take those wages to pay your bills. But it's the profits. These are the things you do outside of your job. This is the stuff that'll make you rich. And what he's trying to say is, listen, you will never get rich working a job. So if you want to get rich and you work a job, you have to immediately begin to do something else. Now, you may say, well, I don't want to get rich. Okay, you can choose to be selfish. Sometimes people, what? Yeah, by saying, hey, I don't want to get rich, what you're saying is I have enough for me and I'm good. You see the I. The book, The Science of Getting Rich, that this podcast is about, teaches the idea that it's your obligation, that it's your duty. In the Bible, God talks, he gives talents to people. One talent, one five talent, one 10 talent, and he will come, or you will have to give an account for the talents that were given. There nowhere is there a reference to, I got mine, so I'm now going to sit down over here on a beach. It doesn't work like that. Lions don't take days off. Only humans. Gazelles don't say, I think I'll take a 3-day weekend this weekend. That's only human beings. We are a unique and rare species. We're one of the few species who can self-program. We can brainwash ourselves to the good and to the bad. We see it spreading through our country right now, this wave of socialism, which is mind-washing people to turn against the most productive people in our society. So if somehow a person does something to make $1 million in a year, you don't make $1 million in a year from wages. Well, very few people. I guess a neurosurgeon might, a lawyer might, but these are rare individuals. Most people, if you're going to make $1 million in a year, then you're doing that from profits. You've stepped outside of the comfort of a job, and you've engaged in something where you've had to leverage yourself, because you can't make $1 million without providing a value to an enormous sum of people. Think of it this way. If you owned a restaurant, you can service the people that come into your restaurant. But let's say now your restaurant produces a product. A salsa. A friend of mine has a salsa. Or a recipe book. Right? Now you have a recipe book. So now you have additional products. Now the local people could buy the book. The local people could buy the salsa. But now, the advent of the internet, you could begin making, manufacturing, and producing the book, the salsa, shipping it right out of the same restaurant. So now your restaurant can reach around the world. What happens here? Leveraging effect. Did that restaurant owner do anything different? Nope. He just added some systems in place. He added some way to package and ship it, right? And he added some sort of marketing, branding, advertising system. And that allowed him to now tap in and sell to people all over the world. And so now we have a group of people who would come along and say, oh, well, this guy got off his butt. He developed a strategy and a system, and he began to implement it, and he took the risk, and he developed the product. Now we should punish him and take some of his money. And it's sickening. And I hope you haven't bought into any of that. It's terrible. It caters to the lowest form of human being, the one who wants something for nothing. It's terrible. I hope it doesn't go that way. I'm teaching my son the exact opposite. From as early as I could, I've told my son, you want to get rich. Matter of fact, son, you have an obligation to this family to get rich. Now, understand, I came from a trailer park in Arkansas. No one in my family talks like this. No one in my family is rich. So what I've accomplished is actually, well, pretty good compared to the rest of my family. But when I compare it to my mentors, when I compare what I've accomplished to the people that I look up to, the only thing I regret is I didn't have adults in my ear telling me, Gerald, you need to get rich. Like, I didn't even get this in my mind until I was 29 years old. The first 29 years of my life, it never occurred to me that I had the ability to get rich. And here's all I needed. I didn't think I could because I didn't have a high-paying job. And then, but now, after having made a little money and been around and reading and studying and doing mentor groups and putting myself in where I'm around people who've done amazing things, none of them did it from a job. None of them became multimillionaires. I know a guy who's got 20 million. I met a guy recently at a conference. He was worth $100 million. He didn't do it as a bus driver. He didn't do it working at Microsoft. You know how he did it? He owned a business. And so it was from him stepping. But here's the thing. When he started the business, he had a job. And so he used wages to pay the bills. He developed a high income skill that he eventually turned into a business. And as I look back at my life, I realize that's exactly what I did. I didn't know it at the time. It wasn't, you know, I kind of knew it, but I never termed it that way. A high income skill is just a skill, something that you learn to do where people give you much more money than if it was a job. And this, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You know, babysitting for the right people or watching other people's pets to the right person, right? Like when I go on vacation, I pay someone $1,000 to sit at my house with my dog. $1,000. Now, some people would say $1,000 could change their life. I would hope not, but there's some people that an extra $1,000 a month would make a giant ordeal, or giant, you know, it would change their life. Is that a hard skill to learn, to watch someone's dog? No, but here's the thing. You have to be dependable. You have to have good credit. I run a credit check on them. I run a criminal check on them. I check references. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a responsible person who keeps their word, even to strangers. Now, that's a skill that some people don't possess. I mean, if I ran your credit, would it come back bad? I don't care the reasons. Would it come back bad? Yeah. Well, a person with bad credit is more likely to steal. Why? They need money. Because people with bad credit need money. People with good credit probably have money. Not every time, but it's an indicator, right? It's an indicator. What's another indicator? Oh, they've had a criminal record for breaking in, you know, breaking and entering. Would I hire that person to watch my dog? Well, you could say, well, maybe you misunderstood the situation. Possibly. But guess what? You're not getting past the first round of interviews. Why? I'm looking for the perfect person. Well, now this person, guess what they've developed? High income skill. They can now find people like me and watch the dog. And that person could create an extra 10, 20, 30,000 a year from this skill of watching animals or babysitting. What's another? Well, I made $12.50 an hour at the prison. but I made $25 to $40 an hour mowing yards. Most people wouldn't consider yard mowing a high income skill, but it paid 3 to 5 times my job. And so for every hour I could get into mowing, I was making 3 times what I made at my, 2 to 3 times what I made at work. Think about that. And so if I could, so I dropped my J-O-B, my job, I dropped it to part-time. And so I was working part-time while pursuing high-income skills, meaning I could make more money mowing yards than I could make working as a prison guard. But now there's a limit. I can only mow so many yards. So I got to decide, okay, if I want to make more money, what do I need to do? I either A, need to mow more yards. The only way to mow more yards is to hire people, which means I actually got to step back for a minute because now I got to take money, pay someone else, and I might go down while trying to make more. That can happen. I didn't want to do that because in the end of the day, to make more money, I need to hire more people, and this pattern never goes away. And I'm still going to be limited on how much money I can make based on how many yards we can mow. But in my example of the restaurant, they could ship out 10,000 salsas. They could sell 100,000 books, right? It's unlimited. And so I began to pursue network marketing. It had a low barrier of entry. And I began to realize, as I began to study this industry, who are the people that dominate it? And so I began to copy them. Remember that verse I read to you about a system? A business system is a repeatable process that produces products. Well, here's another power principle. It's often faster and easier to affiliate with a company that's up and running than to start from scratch. Here's another great, this book is filled with them. Power principle. Copy someone who is making a mint right now. And that's what I did. Here's what I decided when I got involved in network marketing. It took me a minute, but then here's what I did. I went and found the people that I thought were the best. And I said, what are they doing that I'm not? And I began to decipher this. And I began to, what you might call, deprogram or reverse engineer their process. Everything they were doing, I began to reverse engineer it. I noticed they had their own 866-800 lines. Why? Well, one, do you need one? No, but it does give you the impression of increase. It gives you the impression of prosperity and a good impression, right? We're not meeting face-to-face in direct mail. Often in network marketing, you're not meeting face-to-face. So rather than a good suit, I need a nice voice, voicemail. And so that's what I did. I went and got an 866 number. I began to play with that, leaving recordings and using the different extensions. I began to practice. What am I doing? I'm learning high income skills. Now, I noticed also they would write letters. I would get these wonderful letters from them trying to encourage me to buy their product, buy their book, buy their course, join their program. And I said, okay, I need to have letters. And so I just began to model. I just began to copy and duplicate what I was seeing other people do. And I added my own twist, added my own flair. I'm not copying them word for word. I'm copying them in theory, right? Like in practice, I'm copying them. I'm modeling. Isn't that how chiropractors do it? Isn't that how, gyms do it? Like they're all kind of the same. You find a business model that's working and you copy it. Now, what I find is sometimes people confuse this with, oh, I don't want to reinvent the wheel, which thank God Firestone is always working to reinvent the wheel, or we'd still be using wooden wheels, right? So sometimes people will use this quote copy and modeling idea as an excuse for them not to do any actual creative content or work. That's not a high income skill. Riding along with someone else and you providing nothing, that's not a high income skill. Right? That's just being a copycat. So people keep this confused in their mind. Even if you buy a franchise, let's say you buy a McDonald's. Well, for one thing, it's going to cost you $1 million. You're going to have to go to hamburger school, 6-month school. Why? You got to learn how to work the fryer, the cash register, how to order, how to keep the books. Wait, I thought you were giving me a system, Gerald. I thought the franchise was the system. This is how people approach my business. I give them a duplicatable, repeatable process, a system. I give them a business system that will duplicate and produce profits. But guess what? They got to take the marketing tools I give them and distribute them into the marketplace. And then people begin to respond and my system begins to follow up. And then they disappear. They, for some reason, it doesn't translate that the high income skill is your ability to insert yourself into the process and push your will into the universe. So then you go to your prospect and say, hey, look at this great system we have. See, that's the high income skill. It's how to effectively deal and communicate with people. It's one of the 10 pillars that I teach in the Downline Building Network. While the first and the 10th are the most important, how you think is everything, and taking full responsibility for everything, I think it's pillar number 8, 9, I don't have in front of me, is how to effectively communicate and deal with other people. It is the highest paying income skill you can possibly have. I went down that route and I became an ad writer, a copywriter, whatever you want to call it, ad writer, copywriter. I wrote ads. I created postcards. I wrote letters. I have written hundreds of letters. I've written probably 40 or 50 different postcards. I've written booklets. And you know what? Like 70% of them didn't work. I've done postcard campaigns that I thought were awesome, bomb, did terrible, never was able to get them to convert. I've written booklets that I thought would work great. We had one not a while back. They gave them a $4.95 trial. I thought this thing was going to work smashing. It did terrible. But guess what? When you're an ad copywriter, it only needs to work once. Just once. It's like hand grenades. It just needs to get close. I don't have to be the best ad copywriter. I just need to be good. Good enough. And so I began to develop these skills through practice, through time. I would give myself time. I would join an MLM. I would create a postcard. I would put together a couple follow-up letters. I'd say, okay, when people ask me this question, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to point them to this, or I'm going to sell them that. And I began to practice it and work it out and allow myself to fail and spend some money and practice and fail. What am I doing? I'm investing in myself. I'm learning a high-income skill that potentially could feed my family for the rest of my life. And so if I have to put in a little bit of time, that's okay. And so I gave myself permission to fail. That's so important. You can join, get involved, sign up for, buy some program, opportunity, training course, and fail. It's okay. You don't need a return. I don't know where people get this in their head that everything has to produce some sort of, I know where this comes from. You have been raised from birth to work for wages. You work, the man pays you. You work, the man pays you. Well, let me explain something. The richest people in the world, the one that all these socialists want to take all their stuff from, that's not how they get paid. They do lots of stuff that nobody notices and no one pays them for. You think the only book the chick from Harry Potter wrote was Harry Potter? You think that's the only story she created? You don't think she spent years and years trying different things? Of course she did. You think Oprah Winfrey, that was the only television show she was involved in? You think Colonel Sanders only made Kentucky Fried Chicken? You think Starbucks was the very first business venture of Charles, of what's his name from Starbucks? Schultz? You think that? Of course not. But people who come into my business, they give it days. And if they're not seeing some results, they bail. Why? They're wage earners. These are the people who will always have their hand out. I need a job. Pay me. Please give me some money so I can pay my bills. They're not going to create that money. They're not going to take the talent God gave them and put it to work and risk it. They're going to take it, run out back, and bury it in the ground. And then when God comes back, say, hey, here's what you gave me. I didn't lose it. And what is the? How does that parable end? Doesn't end well. You weren't sent here to save, to to be conservative, to barely get by, you have an obligation to do the best you can. You have an obligation to begin developing and creating high income skills. Anyone can do this. If you wash dishes right now, you can begin to develop high income skills on the side. These are not taught at college. You don't learn high income skills at college. Okay? No college is teaching you how to paint a house and then target rich people and then create a flyer and then mail to those neighborhoods. Oh, well, how do you do that? Well, I don't know. Figure it out. How do you get mailing lists of just rich people? You can. You very well can. How do you create a postcard? Easy. Easy. Anyone can create a postcard and almost nobody will. Postcards can be used as a follow-up tool. Let's say you're with me in network marketing. There's no reason you can't have your own postcard that just says, hey, thanks for requesting free information last week. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Has your picture on it. That's all it says on the card, and you mail it to them. And then next week, 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 and you never stop until they call you and say, please, for the love of God, stop sending me postcards. When I say that to people, some people think that sounds extreme. No, I think that's called extreme ownership. I think that means you're meeting your obligation to do something. That's what I did. It's what I do. It's what I do every day. That's why I've been running ads in opportunity magazines for over a decade. The same ad. While everyone else goes from program to program to program to program. Why? I sat down and spent about an 18-month period where I didn't join programs. I was in one program. I didn't make money for 18 months. And during that time, I worked out. I practiced a strategy, a system that I went on to call the money flow. I worked it out. And I used that MLM to practice it. Not to make money, but to practice recruiting people. To practice talking to them on the phone, dealing and communicating effectively with people. Oh, boom, that became a pillar for me. Boom, how you think about, oh, boom, that became a pillar for me. Wow, I should take full responsibility for all. Boom, that became a pillar for me. And I began to write these off to the side and said, this is how I'll live my life. I'll work my wages over here. I'll create my high income skill over here. I'll take the profits from the high income stream. I'm not paying bills with them. I don't pay bills with the profits. You know what I do with the profits? I invest them. I stack them and invest them. The whole reason that I do things other than a job isn't to pay my bills. Rich people don't work to pay bills. They work to increase their wealth. Period. You think Jeff Bezos gets up every day? He's older than some. I talked to DBN members that are retired on disability and they're younger than him. Why? You think if Jeff Bezos became disabled or walked with a limp or couldn't walk or something came, you think he'd stop going into Amazon? Why? Why would he stop? No. He would build it, he would structure it, he would change it to function around him. No excuse for not developing a high-end skill. Unless your brain is physically not working or you're in so much pain you can't even think straight, then you get a pass. Or you just don't give a shit, which is also fine. That's your choice, right? But right now, if you're struggling, what are your high-income skills? What are things that people will pay you out of the ordinary money to accomplish? Babysitting is a high-income skill for a teenager. Could be for an adult. Painting a house, building a deck, working on some, doing a carpet, repairing a car. I don't know what skills you have, but these are the skills. You're not supposed to do them so you have extra money to pay bills. You're supposed to do them so that you can take that money and build wealth. And that is the difference.